I'm Lori Hardy, and this is Spotlight. A couple things I want to tell you about today. For first responders, for everyone's safety and preventing the spreading of COVID-19, it is a priority for medical emergency first responders. They will have extra gear that will be worn for each call. Responders are going to ask patients to come outside when possible for treatment or open windows and doors. Only one responder will be in physical contact with the patient or as few as possible, and responders will ask questions about the person's health, travel, etc., to household members. In addition to the above, here's some daily safety practices that you can do at home and work. Wash your hands regularly. Avoid touching your face. Stay home if you're sick. Avoid handshakes. Elbow bumps work very good. Avoid contact with people who are at risk. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue and then throw the tissue in the trash. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces regularly. Don't wear a face mask if you're well. And if soap and water aren't available, use alcohol-based hand sanitizer. And if you are a hugger, ask the person if they want to hug or shake hands, because if they don't, you don't want to go in and get pushed away. That's very embarrassing. I'm just saying, might have happened to me. CHI Franciscan is offering 24/7 virtual health consultations with a certified healthcare provider to all individuals who might be experiencing upper respiratory symptoms suggestive of COVID-19 infection. Franciscan Virtual Urgent Care is open to all of our communities, and in an effort to reduce in-person visits, how to access 24/7 virtual care, the website franciscanvirtualcare.org, by phone 1-855-356-8053, or you can get the app from the Apple Store, Franciscan Virtual Care, Google Play, chifranciscan.android.chih.virtualcare. When prompted for payment, use coupon code COVID-19 that will waive the $35 virtual video consultation fee and connect you with a board-certified healthcare provider. Eligibility for free COVID-19 is limited to one per individual across all platforms. And in accordance with public health guidelines, we're asking patients to avoid going to the emergency room or urgent care unless symptoms are severe, such as high fever, shortness of breath. If you are concerned about symptoms, we ask that you utilize the virtual care option or call your regular provider before visiting a facility. I will have all this in the show notes. And the third thing is a local platform called Giving Kind. Many people have loved ones in care facilities and hospitals, and because life doesn't stop for them, Giving Kind helps people in isolated living situations get the care they need remotely. Giving Kind's new coronavirus page is designated to educate people about the spread of the virus, as well as connect those in need with everything from groceries to crowdfunding to seemingly small tasks like caring for a pet, picking up prescriptions. Go to create.givingkind.com/coronavirus. Giving Kind is an intelligent social support platform. It helps friends and family coordinate tangible financial and emotional support. Visit www.givingkind.com. So, first responders, CHI Franciscan, and Giving Kind. All the information will be below in the show notes. Thanks for listening to Spotlight. Stay safe, stay well. I'm Lori Hardy.